It's time to talk about Gaos, the upcoming production of Sister Act. And you have one big Sister Act fan here in the studio and two stars of the new stage show being put on by Gaos in the studio. I am joined by Juanita Calabala and Philip Tufts, who play the two stars. Welcome to the show and welcome to the studio, both of you.
Hello, good morning, Geneva.
Love it. Welcome. The energy here of having some actors in the studio is fantastic. So let's find out about this show, Sister Act. I grew up watching this movie on a VHS tape. I guess we need to find out, though, what it's all about for anyone that does not know. Juanita.
If you have missed it somehow in the past few decades and you have no idea what Sister Act is, it's a story about this aspiring nightclub singer who witnesses a murder and then has to go and hide in witness protection in a convent. So this is kind of the gist of the story, but it really is about people of different communities coming together. It is a really good feel-good comedy that really uplifts everyone, and I think it's been iconic in so many people's eyes. And for me, as a gospel singer, it is amazing to see how it brought gospel to the general world, and that's been something that's quite amazing about this show.
Yeah. You play Dolores Van Cartier in the show.
Yes, I am Dolores Van Cartier, darling. Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. And how has it been to play this iconic role and to wear a nun's habit?
Yes, absolutely. Especially with my hair, because I do have a little bit of a fro, so that's been fun. No, it's been amazing. This is one of these roles, as you said, that we grew up on, and for me, iconic. And so it's been really exciting and a dream. And I think the cast and everyone has been so supportive. I have to shout out to the person who forced me to audition. Her name's Marilyn Amanita, and she was just like, just go. And I was all of like thinking about it, should I not, and I did, and I'm so happy I did. So I really have to say thank you for that.
And now playing the leading lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it. Okay, let's come to Phil. What are you what would you say is the difference, though, between the film that I know and then the stage show that you are putting on?
Okay, so the good news is that the story's the same. So if you're familiar with the story and like the story, it's the same. They made a couple of big differences. First of all, it's moved back in time a bit. So it's set in 1978.
Because the film was in the 90s,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was in the 90s. Okay. So they wanted something a bit more, I don't know, a bit more fun.
Oh, you know, the funky music. It's a disco ball.
Disco balls. Disco balls everywhere. So that's one of the main differences. The other is that it's an original music score. Now, that may put some people off, but it's
I really want
amazing.
To warn everyone, you're not going to see your old favorites. I Will Follow Him will not be there. So,
but the music is outstanding. It's by a very famous composer, Alan Menken. He's composed scores for Disney movies like Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin. So, I mean, we couldn't
really
be working with better music. It's
really
amazing.
Beautiful music. Sincerely.
How are you both getting into character now? How do you approach your role?
Yeah, I have trouble getting out of her now that I'm in. it's hard to get out of Dolores. She's such a huge character. I think what's been amazing is embracing the dreams. She's such a huge dreamer, and she believes it with every fiber of her heart and is finding a way to still exist and follow that through despite all of these kind of setbacks that she's had in her life. So that, I think that's been the biggest driver, is to keep that alive and keep that fabulousness that she has.
Okay, so rather than ask how are you getting into character, I'll ask how are you bringing a little bit of Dolores then into your everyday life?
Exactly. So for me, it's trying to not get her everywhere, because I'm a bit of a star. The diva comes and it's hard to get out. And so I kind of like apologize to all of my friends and family for just being, hello, darling. How are we doing today this morning? Are you good? Are you good? I'm fabulous. And you. So that's, and it's so big and bright. It's, I think it's really inspiring to dare and be bold. So that's something that I'm bringing to my everyday life now. So
Phil, I hope that you're not bringing too much of your character, Curtis Jackson, into everyday life. He's kind of the mobster character.
Yeah, he's the mobster.
He's the bad guy.
And let's say I'm not method acting, though. I'm bringing some of my assets, which are my deep voice. So I go much deeper when I do him. Mm-hmm. So that kind of helps. But Can we go into that?
Can we do a little bit of it now? Are you saving it for the show?
Save it for the show. I don't want to expose the early morning public to my American accent. But what I would say about him is playing a bad guy, and it's actually the first time I've done that with Gaos, a proper baddie, is that you get to switch your character very suddenly and very extremely. So as you, if you play a goodie, you don't, you kind of have some consistency. Whereas a bad guy can go from being calm, collected, to being maniacal, to then being aggressive, and you get to do that like really quite fast. And it's fun.
And Curtis is really is someone that a bad guy that you love to hate. He really is there. He's and it's really great to see Phil do that. It's fantastic.
Yeah, have a good ball.
Quick shout out to the whole team, because there is quite a team behind this, both on stage and off. Let's have a little shout out to all of them. Anyone or not, we wouldn't have time to go through.
Not for everyone,
names.
But we have to absolutely mention our directors. And it's Jen, Bindu, and Karen, who have been really amazing. And then, of course, our musical director, Chelsea, who has been kicking our ass. But it's been amazing. And assistant director Keith. Yes.
They're the core creative team. And then there's so many people behind the scenes as well. Costumes, lighting, set design, sound, front of house, bar, makeup. Have I missed anyone? Probably. But I mean,
so
huge
many.
Team behind.
It really is. Yeah, I'm always impressed. And on the rare times I've been backstage with Gaos as shows are getting ready, I've been on a couple of the dress rehearsals. I'm astounded by how many people are there. I've been going to do interviews about the show, and just there's just so many people.
Probably more than on stage.
Yeah, exactly. Lifting bits of set and props and all sorts. Okay, guys, when is this on? How do we buy tickets? I can see you've got a flyer in front of you, Anita. If you got the handy details, when's it on?
Absolutely. As we said, it's from the 30th of March to the 2nd of April.
2 weeks today.
And so we really want to get excited for you guys to get some more tickets. They are selling out quite quickly. Mm-hmm. And the day that we really want to get people to get really good seats are Saturday matinee at 2. And they're... there's also an evening one at 7:30 on Saturday. So those are like some really good seats are still available. But please, please, please.
Rush.
It's going fast. We're excited.
Amazing. And the website?
www.gaos.ch.
Love it. Thanks so much. Phil Tufts, who plays Curtis Jackson, and Juanita Calibala, who plays Dolores Van Cartier. Thanks so much for coming in the studio and telling us all about Sister Act, the new Gaos show that you can see in just a couple of weeks, starting on the 30th of March. Best of luck. Break a leg, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.